I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Altrubik Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas of the natural elements. And through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te ata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in profound perfection of wisdom. And the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Gopala Avalokiteshvara that he is going to come. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, and the Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Ange lo jeni Namo Namo Sovade Aje Shite Suje Sogaba Muto Ripe Vanshu Tesaje Namo Tempe Tapo Ketuje Yose Jupa Chela Sovade Yose Jupa Chela Sovade Yazo Kudu Lama Doje Shan Pala Kade Shenye Suzone Chodha Temo Mudu Tsebe Tenje Lama Nama Sovade Tenje Lama Nama Sovade Raja Sura Kula Tayemi Kesa Tapa Jubi Jumma Jo Sewe Jubi Pake Jibayi Sanze Shenye Nala Sovade Sanze Shenye Nala Sovade Shewa Kudu Yada Lama Tan Shichi Pela Lo Shichi Sada Lanji Yudhi Razode Doji Changi Kapo Nyuta Shu Doji Changi Kapo Nyuta Shu Saji Chuta Suji Chuna La Shashu Bodo Dhani Chasu Chi Bhagyu Chichi Chibi Suna Ji Dola Bishi Saji Chupa Shu Saji Chuta Suji Chuna Bodo Dhani Chasu Chi Bhagyu Chichi Chibi Suna Ji Dola Bishi Saji Chupa Shu Saji Chuta Suji Chuna Shashu Bhadu Dhani Chasu Chi Bhagyu Chichi Chibi Suna Chi Dola Bishi Saji Chupa Shu
我说你干了我干的结果的时候呢，你他妈让一个时间呢，你别的鞋垫都不得穿透的，你天天进来，你偏垫都不看着都够都大一些，就等到这几了，我说你等到，确实你一人来，看他那几结果了是吧？So
this two hour, what we are doing is we try to create ourselves in a peace. And then, then try to make the others into that same states. That is the purpose and the nature of this two-hour gathering.
Do the Nicander Sana Rani is somebody. She did only Jenkins, Jen and Jetway. Then she can't shoot on the son of Church in Jetro, the drinking Jetway, talking to Jesalada.
So, in brief, how we're going to do this is that, first make ourselves in peace and then integrate that to the others, sentient beings. So it is just like, how we, spread the water in the field.
Then you say, but Jen, when you dress on a so, since you touch it, you'll be so much. Then you must say, but you change by someone over the tongue in your sonna.
So, if we imagine, then it is like, we are in the center of the, sentient beings, and then it is like, absorb ourselves into the sentient beings like a water absorbed under the ground.
Dindigi samba jen shidegi samba ji jen lan jebe samba ja chimo chimo na ani sosol la chipo da wji kanga chi sosol la nosa da wji cha sa ro wa sa.
So if we could integrate that, you know, peace spread all over, then, you know, we will be so happy, and as well as others, because we all feel like a friend or friend, or you know, like a friend.
Then I'm asking, "Nambi tashe de? Ni je tawa chenge tashe de se de kwa thani chilne goe sar salada. Ji then sanje chande de khelne bi kaise de chinsa mare salada."
So it is said that Buddhist tenets or the philosophy and the attitude or the behavior is the root is the compassion or the, you know, great altruistic thoughts or minds. So it is like that, but it is not like, you know, believe in Buddha or not. That is the essence of Buddha's teaching.
Sosu jilu macha na tindiki samba chingu na da kante yuwa sangi di chida ngosu chiyo nyanles ke miya na la ya kol gata di chingu duwa sa bata.
So, you know, whether we one believe in, you know, Buddha's teaching or not, you know, everybody feels when he heard this kind of, you know, things, you know, everybody delighted, and everybody feels fun.
Tendugi rangi rangi ni gal kesho yengi ke tanda te kanu dugu se lau yendi ani tanda dinga so ke shangjo langjo rin basengi dinga ni tanda peo gua se lada.
So that kind of thing, you know, how we could obtain or practice is established in this Lamrim teaching.
Means na ngate rin tisu ndin ji ji tisu chunju ji la tanda chimbu shu ji duai ji pejin kyesun ji ra ye nyen kan du na uchi tin ji nga du tu a shu tanda tin ji lama ta ji ngo tin lema de na ji lama tu tin ji du ne pe re se gu du nga de na ji ngo shu sang de ji san ya twa de ji pe ne ni
So in this way, you know, this short period or short time, only 2 hours, you know, we are attempting to gain some kind of, you know, those things, you know, which all those lineage masters has attain, and at the same time, I myself also have a chance or a tendency to obtain some kind of gain. So you know, we should all feel kind of really rejoicing in ourselves.
Sono dono ni ji ya mi beta sa ji yore ma ni ji gan sa ji yore sa la da so mi ni de ni le ma te yo ji ngo chu che ji yo ma ji dan.
So in this way, the basis or the foundation, our, you know, foundation of our attainment is, you know, above there are the, you know, the great masters, Buddhas, and all those bodhisattvas. And down, there are infinite sentient beings. These are the source of our happiness and the source of our attainments. Without we couldn't able to attain anything.
That is another.
So along this, we pause for a moment to reflect on those things to generate a good mind.
Tātāndrīki kīnū chīpāchī kī sīmī gōni kāsīn bāshā yu chūyō sīngi dī, yīni kāsā chī cāngjī yu ñāni chī rīmbā dībī. Yīni tāṁ mā chīpā tā kōrī mā chūpā dī shāngi kī shāngchū lāngchī rīmbā sīngi dī rā yā sālā tā.
So with that kind of, great intention, what we are trying to explain and trying to listen is called the Lamrim. And, this Lamrim teaching is, earlier and later, systematic is unmistaken. And all there are no any missing techniques or the methods. There everything is comprehensive.
The biggest change on the remote that Thomas only did any say such as you go on the swimming bus.
So as usual, this teaching established in a root chapters. So first chapter is about the greatness of the masters. Second is the greatness of the content or the teachings.
So which
contain these two greatness of the author and the great teaching, if that is so, then how one should listen and how one should explain or teach is the third chapter. And above three chapters are the preliminary chapter, and the main actual, final chapter is the main chapter, that is how one should lead the disciples through the instructions.
The subject is in the hero, the Tabarigi, such a did in the Hijon de Warsalada, you know, Tabarigi, John de Nang, was a decision of God over us.
So these chapters, you know, almost every time, Rinpoche tried to remind and, you know, briefly, if we could extend, then, you know, it we couldn't able to, you know, go through that, couldn't able to finish the text. So why he always, you know, named the chapter, you know, is because, you know, if we heard the name, you know, often, then, you know, it is like, you know, you heard there's somebody's name often, then when you heard his or her name, then immediately you can imagine the all the, you know, characteristics of that person.
The Karpinto Yerasasona, Benalari Nyanja Ganjang in a such a Koromi Batin, a Ganjan Rogersalada.
So, what it helps us is that, you know, if one is attempting to meditate on Lamrim, then, you know, when you recall the subject chapter, then immediately you can imagine what it contains, all the bodies of that chapter.
The Sachi Zipate, Juromachi, Jung Uji Tela Pay, Sachi Zipatela, Sachi Kasego, and the Tela Pay is Lawaina, Chosu Jinangendo Esalada.
So the fourth chapter, the Lama Tsongkhapa, how establish the fourth chapter in how many sub-chapters, you know, do you guys, hope he thinks you guys remember? So he hoped that immediately, you know, everybody could say, the fourth chapter is explained in another two chapters.
You put the carriage, then you never chamber carriage says on a bumbo. Kia magical carriage says on a longitude, longitude, our senior, be two singing it. Never chase which is on or was such a tombo.
So, these two, what are these two? Then we should, you know, immediately able to answer. The first chapter is the important chapter because, you know, it talks about the how to lead a student with the actual instruction. And the second chapter, how to rely on the teacher, is the root of the path, you know. These two contents all the Lamrim teachings explained in these two chapters. So these two things are really, you know, very important chapters. So, you know, if we elaborate the, you know, another chapter, then it might get confused.
That the big senior is a colonel, she had the young, Nibachibi said, Jose Jedishi Badakasa, Nibachibi said, Jose Jedishi Badan, and it also told you the Tempasing in the Sajin year in Jo Tombotella.
So again, there are the chapters, you know, that says, you know, two chapters. There are two parts to explain the things, and you know, somewhat elaborate explanation for developing certain knowledge and so on.
Then you get on what the senior things at the end, two series. When the senior to the table, the kit and the chamber is on any senior la senior cottage is hungry. Any senior thing again, the digital cottage is hungry.
So then, another, again, it goes down the further chapter, the defining characteristics of the teacher to be rely upon, and so on.
That is why any senior senior tongue that any senior thing again, any lama senior tongue, any senior jetta tangre, somebody.
And the next is the defining characteristic of the students who relies upon the teachings.
And
then how the students rely upon the teachers, and how to rely in the thoughts, and so on. So it goes, if all sum up, then in a short, you know,
then you such a true Nakasima to such a sister the Kali or Sana, any Tendri Lama, Jugosona, any Lama saying it, Yenjin doing it, Lama Jerez, Yenjin doing it, Lama is on a Tombo Lama Korongi, Raji, the Apochin Dugo, Reyes, and so on.
So in this way, you know, Lama means that, you know, one who can transform or tame the disciple's mind. So, in order to do that, first, you know, Lama himself or herself is already, need to be already transformed. Otherwise, there is no way without first transforming yourself, you cannot able to tame or transform the, you know, disciples' mind.
Mano lama tambo rangi diyo chingu na rangi de kanji diyo gorsa na jung chambo de tumbi ini rangi diyo tangi gore yes.
So how lama should, you know, discipline or tame his or her mind is that, you know, it need to be disciplined or tamed, transformed according the Buddha's teaching.
When the Jun Chamber the duty in Raji Kanadi Gurus as when Labi Lobason is in Jidua Chigore, yes.
So, how, you know, one should the Lama should tame his or her mind is through the, you know, through the three higher trainings of the mind.
When I tell you, you go carry in, but the castle is so serious and any Jesus Shambongo in Dodigen on the Masonaries, any Tipa Chimigation is in the church of the Demetri Girls and the Sonaries.
So, if that is the case, you know, who said that, you know, one need to have like that? So, then it is over here, you know, the Buddha Maitreya says in his ornament for the Mahayana Sutras, Maitreya explains.
Do you know your tumble hubble? Children will have a judio go say this, Loba children will have a saying the Cassius Ares.
So, these three higher trainings first comes the, you know, the ethics, or the, you know, the vows, you know, it we already talked that last time.
lhoba tsu chun je lhobi ji gane di gore sasa na ayini lingwa gi shio nge le dao ne lingwa yu sungi shio ba de shio zang la tonga de so lhoba tsu chun je lhobi je gore sasa na.
So how one should able to train through the ethical discipline is that, you know, behaviors of the three doers and, you know, actions of the three doers are motivated by the undisciplined mind, that, you know. First, one need to restrain the bad, behaviors of the three doers.
Because the karasa, once we start the journey, we can do something that the kind of slogan that is what we have to do. Certainly, the better than us.
So here, as we went through last time, the analogy here is how the wild horse need to be tamed by the bridles.
Tanjibandi kasing dode jiji ni shenjin dewa shewa nye shewa se ni nye shewa singe dire. Dewaji, Shoa singing at the yeni, Hoba Tingin is a Hoba Tingu or a salad.
So now we are in the 10 qualities of the, lamas or the teachers. First is the discipline, and second is the serenity. So, we are in the second qualities of the lamas.
Tamalo in the Shoanes, Teta lepashi, but a nepashi being judo la trembatans, Shija tembe, send out the Shoan, maybe tingins in Jehobacha was debated.
So, the second quality is serenity. Here it says, we read through the text. Refers to having accomplished the training of meditative concentration is a mental state in which the mind remains peacefully withdrawn.
Tingin je sege de to khande chilo ko alian gar sana ini sambat tembo de chinge de la ta gar sana.
So what is the concentration or meditative concentration, that is, we can able to remain focused single-pointedly in whatever our chosen object is. If we able to do that, then we have things. I am not, talking what he is telling. I always read through the text. I am not making the further commentaries. So I told you, I'm doing my best, whatever go through the text, and then I explain whatever the further explanation, whatever I could. So he thinks right now I am reading through the text, I am not explaining.
Ini tempa juga senji mana kau salah yang sempat dapat tu ingat doa mandu de ini senji yang tak guna lah dah tempat senji ni gila ka.
So how, you know, one could observe, you know, we have a, you know, a concentration or not is, you know, is through the introspection. Applying the introspection, you know, one can know is our mind is concentrated on the chosen objects or it is wandering somewhere else.
Tendruji is been a knowing the car in the Samba de Temboche Samba del Tensa Legula. He is in the new movie, he is in the Sharaching and Sobas on Chiris.
So if we could able to stop the, you know, the distraction or the wandering of our mind, then we can, you know, we can enhance our concentration. So to obtain a good concentration, one need to have a, you know, good introspection. So introspection is like a spy.
Masu tu su mo cha kare thola tong wor san nai tong wor san da nai tong yi di chuan kare le wor san da jian ba de xie jin ni me ten bi da de wor san da.
So how we waste our you know, all our time is, you know, with the, you know, distraction. So we are distracted our mind, and, you know, by doing that, we have very, you know, less introspection and concentration or so on.
Pasu mesi ye gangje we kese jin me hia changa su ye bena ndi bena me to da wchi le me samba ten ne ka che chi de da tin de thu mu do te kari chyo le da wi di na yin le wo sa la.
So if we check, you know, if we try to concentrate our focus on a, you know, on a, such as on a flower, one rose flower, then, you know, we will know, you know, how good our concentration is. You know, within a moment, you know, our mind will wander.
Da kanje ma zhe ge lama yi cheni jie xie bi lama de le cheni ni ba de le den zhe yi ding yan zi dian bo yan ge qi lama ji le dian gu luo shi.
So first, you know, we know that, you know, if one looking for a lama, then the quality of lama first is need to be disciplined. Second is need to have a that kind of good meditative concentration.
Jidong ngon lhabi lhoba song yin na lhabi lhoba sen la gori ma ding yin de tempo tan de yang shiro ba tan de yor sa la da pe len da tempo yin pe ne shen ru chang yin de shiro ba do.
So usually we will say these things are three higher trainings. So, you know, there is a special, you know, why it's a higher training. Because, you know, in other, you know, beliefs also, there are many people who has attain the, you know, the concentration, really high concentration, that, you know, one can focus on the chosen meditation objects. They can remain in that concentration for, you know, for as long as they want. That kind of also achievements also not only unique is not unique for Buddhism, but there are many other you know, beliefs that, you know, the practitioner have achieved these things.
Do dinu dere ndo sen no de shiwa tenpo ne chingi ji lhapa chi gogo duwa ta.
So in short, as mentioned here, you know, the mental state in which the mind remains peacefully withdrawn.
Nipache, tasumba dende logo inda. Shenyen diwa chi, shiwa chi, nye shiwa, ta nye shiwa singi dere. Nye shiwa ne ensa, sen le su rungwa shenye la ten ne ensa. Yang tabi ten la susu chi, bi shiro chi, lhapa chi, pa wosa.
So we will complete this thing. This is achieved by means of a reliance on mindfulness and vigilance in your ethical discipline, turning away from wrongdoings and engaging in good activities. So now the third is truly pacified. So truly pacified is the third quality of the master, and it refers to having accomplished the training of wisdom. This is done by specifically analyzing the meaning of reality in dependence on the meditative serenity wherein the mind becomes serviceable.
Take it under Karsana, Hopa Shiroji, Hopa Ginyan, Yumbala, Tingas is Hopa Dinji, which is Jacha Karsalada.
So the training of the wisdom, you know, accomplished. The training of the wisdom need to be, founded on the, meditative concentration.
Peja de Tanijagre Pena, Chutinjil Hobart, the Sagin of Tembuchi, any Pena Mugus upon the Pena Hindu Chimuchi Goviana. Ani mungkin support aku dalam ini tinggal di sini apa lacat nombor aku dalam ini hero jual apa lah jaga di sini lah, cina.
So generally the analogy is that the main the person whose arm are very strong and steady, and the wisdom is like the axe. Or the weapon.
Pena ngasuk iba sana tau ena ya. Ji susuk iba pena sembah nyomba lo, men nyomba lo kucing esona. Iki teh yasuk iki cipa dini cie kemaru alat. Dugu saya kira kau cuma saya syawur alat.
So, for example, like the person's mind is not fit. Kind of mentally abnormal, then what he cannot able to discriminate, what is good or bad. So for things for eat, that person will eat anything, because he's mentally abnormal and he don't know what is good or bad. So likewise, one has a good, mental concentration, and upon that, then with the wisdom, one can, discriminate or analyze, what is right or wrong.
So Shirojil Hobasing the Yile Chipanjung, then a Mataba Toba Singh, Da Meba Toba Singh, Tuni Toba Singh, this is a Jagar Salada.
So the main thing what the wisdom do is it will analyze the nature of realities.
The Kurunun is young, she said, then Chanel attends a lot of Pena Lopez Shirojil Hoba Jilla Dembala Chanel to talk with him about Yajimara say your money. Thing is, Jilla Jilla Dembala Chanel to go Maris a lot. Kurunun is Chanel attends a lot of then Chanel Yapa Gobi Chapa Yajimari.
So here it says, wisdom is dependent on the the meditative concentration. So, but it is not necessary. Some achieve, earlier. That is also possible. So as His Holiness the Dalai Lama mentioned that how we distinguish the Buddhist tenets or the philosophy from the other philosophy is through the wisdom we can differentiate the Buddhist philosophy or tenets or not. Why? Because who believe in karma and rebirth, like those things, there are many other beliefs too, that they believe in these things. So nowadays, the main demarcation of the it's a Buddhist philosophy or not is it talks about the selflessness or not. So that is the main key that unique of the Buddha's teaching.
That is a
So nowadays also, the unbiased, thinkers or the, scientists, they also kind of, when think about the selflessness, then they kind of curious, and some more than curious, some really analyze, and they have a doubt about these things. So for those things, there are many, books translated in English. So when you saw this kind of things, to check out these things, that you guys know better. So one got the wisdom or attainment of wisdom or not, that is if one have a clear understanding and the experiential realization of selflessness or not, if yes, then attain the wisdom. If not, not.
Do you get the power here? Maybe, but so you been a nambi, keep a chibi gay, and you sing it, send it them by Chinsona, and you meet tell us you quiet and the tattoo you go to Segudo da, sing it lessona, and Jesus among of you soon by the running a pentache war as a lot.
So that one should know that, and to have a Mahayana a lama, that then you should think, oh, if he is a Mahayana lama, he has a good understanding and some kind of, experiential realization in this selflessness or not, if you become curious, then, whatever the Maitreya mentioned here is definitely working on you.
Yon singe dal cheba chedi kani no kore jene cheba chego salada ko shu kasa ni chito chego salada.
So when you analyzing the checking the teachings, you check from different side, different angles of that teaching.
Tene chen ngatu chegang se tere la da yong khorong la ma ji ja chen ji cheba chen sa na to de da chegang gang de ngone nyang ga chesho gang de cha go.
So that is the most important meditation, the analyzing, checking, investigating the subject is the main meditation that really clarifies is this thing.
Jagan se de men yoga chi ko ye simple chi se na do de da simple tempo de degre ma to ko ya ja do es ke yo mar se la da.
So if you don't analyze, you meditate, observe only on the the focusing on the chosen object, then your mind is in deep concentration, but it won't develop or enhance the understanding on that meditative subject.
Mune thone che den ye gong jang ye na ni jie gong de la jie gong ye ji bi de de la ni jo gong ki ta de tu wa yin so na ni ne ga de le go ko sa ja san lo de ne do go wa sa la da.
So how we will able to attain Buddhahood is if we through the analyzing the chosen object, and we abide in that analyze chosen object single pointedly, by doing this, through this we can able to attain the Buddhahood.
Then I said, "What is the other one? That me par he said. Let's see, me zoom the dead one. Let's give us a marola. Just on the side, me do us a lot."
So, for example, like if somebody say, meditate on selflessness. So we say there's no self, no I. Then only if you focus on that object or the subject, and meditate on this thing, then there is no any good grounds, or it doesn't make that much sense.
Pena yili cheba ma jeden so so na khomba ne ne zuite lo ba se mi zu de san na don so le chi re she gan se ngi de le so na pa tong chen na pa le te ta ji che so ni chi cheba yo se na.
So it is like like in a dark room, you just restrain your mind and sit there. It is like that, it doesn't make that much sense. If you do start to analyze, start to do an analytical meditation, then it is like you are in the big city, that you can analyze from different side. So it will really give you the clarities.
Tanji chungchen nandro de chepa mabu shivu ji chepa kasakal che yung tsui yung de tanji chungchen de de mipa che chi denge chi na chi thalo bala chi yung uro wala da.
So how, you know, first you analyze the, you know, object, and then, you know, remain in that object is important. It's like, you know, you go out in the city and check around from all the side, and then you want, when you came home, you sit down and focus on whatever you went through today, then there are a lot of things that you can analyze. We take a breath. So first, which we will go through some, and then we'll see.
Tāngjī tī sāngduwa, tētā lōpa sōngjī jūt līwa shīdī tūbī hēntē tsāngdā dēnbē mēchō kēhēsā, rōngi hēntē tāngsā, ngā rōngi hēntē tāngyā dēngu bēsā, rōngi shū jēpa nē dēnē sōngla sō bēsā, māndu tūpa tā dēnbā wōsā, tēkī tāndā hēntē jēpa tē, rōngi shū sēngi tē hēntē tērē.
So, we'll read through the text. However, to have only the good qualities of the knowledge that come from disciplining the mind with the three training is not sufficient. Teacher must also have the good qualities of the scriptural learning. Therefore, wealth of scriptural knowledge refers to being erudites concerning the three scriptural collections and the like.
Tanda chudri yi karasa tanda dode jingi tsui yi holoka paundi ni di lanri korona nama tanga tanda kakariya du selada.
So this is the fourth quality of the teacher, wealth of scriptural knowledge. So like here and in the other scriptural, like, you know, ornament sutra, so the these 10 qualities, you know, how number 1, number 2 systematic is little different.
Tiki tanda kari shiye kusana, nda lama de soba sunji yun de yun de digri yasana, de zanji digri ma yas. Tiki gola tibia kari gosya suna, yun mambo la tuen yun yaji gori yas sunduwa.
So what does that mean is that, you know, the lama not only who has, you know, three higher training is not sufficient. On the top of that, you know, the Lama must, he or she must have a, you know, a good or deep knowledge, the wealth of scriptural knowledge.
Jidane nanga so, nambi yun pachi jie sona da, kanju tongpa jatik shio ro, tsuji diyo sona, ane, dyanhe sona ma diyo ayo ma resa lada. Tane dyanhe dyanhe sona sudua.
So all the Buddha's teaching, when it elaborates, then the Buddha's teaching, there are, you know, in the canon, there are around 108, more than 100 books or the volumes, you know. And, you know, when it all sum up, then it all sum up in the three basket is called Tripitaka. In Tibetan, it's Denusum.
The Tenshi Chengye ne de Tenshi Chengye to kye kyeye marri la da. Di gong ne, dena lhapa tsutrenji lhapa di jeje se ne tenye shum de la Denusum yun ne duyu dene se la gure sa.
So if one wanna know, the here it says three scriptural collections and the like. So the three scriptural collection is sometimes it says three basket, or sometimes, you know, Tripitakas, there's three different, you know, things. So when all the, you know, ethics and the disciplines, vows and everything include in the Vinaya Sutra basket or the collections.
So
all the teachings on the, you know, meditative concentrations is collected into second basket or the second collection. Sutra baskets.
Tengi zhe lhapa zhe song. Ta lhapa shiro zhe lhapa zhe zhe singe yi tengi yi zhung de la, ni ngu bi dhenhe se zhe, se te song le dhenhe song se.
So, and all the wisdoms, you know, teachings are collected in the I guess Abhidharma. So I'm not sure this, you know, what is the Mumbajana. I think it is Abhidharma. So there are three baskets, or the Tripitakas, or the Dhenesum. So in the saying, if that person is wealthy, you know, that means he has all sort of, you know, possessions. So, here, you know, wealth of scriptural knowledge means, you know, that Lama, he or she, whoever, is, you know, familiar, and have a good knowledge of all these, you know, three scriptural collections. Then he will call the, he has the wealth of scriptural knowledge. So in English, you know, in American way or the English way, you know, if one is, one has a wealth of transmissions, then Rinpoche don't know how you explain. You know, in Tibetan it says if one is, has a wealth of transmission knowledge, then it is analogy, you know, refer to the wealthy person like that. So wealth of scriptural knowledge is the fourth qualities of the Lama's ten quality.
So
there is a statement of Geshe Tempa. So we'll read through the text. You know, Geshe Tempa said that when the gurus of the Mahayana give an explanation, they must cause their students to have a deep understanding. When they are putting the teachings into practice, they must demonstrate what is helpful at a time when the teaching is on the wane, and what is useful in the situation at hand.
Then don't ever say that George Yohama Pernon Choji Lama, Choto Chibade, Kuro, Kaboy Lama Rode, Rodema Jane, Jonasing Teres.
So at the time of, Atisha's, the Domtumba is the that time's, foremost disciple or the students of Atisha.
Jojila jitse drama yene ko gi lhama yi sod jiba den no dema jin jone obasa ka sana ne genje ge no ba den abo ho pasa ka den te no ka me ge che yeres chong no der so do jitse drama jojila no den ang yi tin che re do.
So His Holiness the Dalai Lama always says that when Atisha consult the Yidam Tara, that it would be beneficial to go to Tibet, then Tara prophesies that it will be very beneficial, especially the student name Domtempa, because of Domtempa it will be very beneficial. So it is a prophesized students, and as well as the interpreter that is from the from the nomad family, wearing a sheepskin gowns and like that. And also, we believe that Domtempa is the emanation of the Avalokiteshvara, and also one of the autobiographic of the His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So Domtempa is one of the client or incarnation of His Holiness.
Then George ye toma rotema jeve telefa tilanda wushuji chene ne jete drama ye ne jete drama ye George ne ma tabare no te lewe sare kanje tere upasaka ne jeve re sene ne so ne ta ni ni jo sama sa tanda ma phe ne chi chene ta jete drama ye pe cha zin shi me ro sa nga ti she sa ro jo shi ma so ma cha zin shi me ro sene de re yo George ye song de lo ji du sa la da pa chu se ji ne ka cha chen ne tu ye tilanda wuchi.
So when Atisha arrived in Tibet, Atisha was so much eager to meet Domtempa, even he couldn't wait for a moment. So, so the Tara appears in the vision and asks Atisha, "Did you meet Domtempa yet or not?" So, keep asking, and it was almost a noon, and he didn't meet Domtempa yet. So Atisha kind of feel that maybe Tara lie on me or what, I didn't met him, it is already noon. So that kind of feeling also, happened for the Atisha. So the Domtempa is from the Western Tibet, and he came to see the Atisha, and when he take a break on his way, then wherever the patron or the innkeeper whatever, so that went to that place, and then they don't tell by us, is Atisha arrived here or not. And he said, oh, right now he left from here. So you stay, take a break, relax, you know, and serve you something. And he said, no, I got to go, you know. Even a moment, you know, it matters to me to meet Dumtumba a moment earlier, you know, it matters. So, you know, so he didn't relax, he keep going.
George gi maso te te ringa la ngaro opas ka kela la te ringa la ene shela chi thebe go go yangi opas ka te ni phegu yase ne ene shela chi thebe de na do wa
and also from that pattern, you know, the Atisha asks the patron to give him extra food for his disciple Dumtumba, that he is I have to meet him, and you know, I have to get a food for him. So Atisha, especially, you know, as an extra meal for Dumtumba.
Chibu Thamba say the two chief along it two zewa do the shuji tendiji yosarong on the jin, then you see your mother, Madopa. Shuji two zewa y petisuji and a dilat and yodo.
So in this way, you know, the great masters and their disciples, they have, you know, special, you know, bond that, you know, even for a moment they didn't meet yet, but, you know, they have a so feeling, you know, toward each other.
Toma George ye penalari chokote son de rotem la coche chen ma do yonda getu yondol tan son ma do.
So in the beginning the Atisha didn't reveal this Lamrim practice in a big audience, you know, he keep it secret, and you know, Atisha passed only to Dumtumba secretly, not for a big audience.
Rudama Yashan in it, Nagachi Walter Naga Karina said in it, the Rigi Kosupo, Takaji Kosupo, but Legendi Dijasaguina, the Inni Charamado Medus at the Rigi Sumbelo Jidua.
So the Dumtumba.
Charamado Manipa in Saint Santa, Chisundu.
Then Dumtumba asks, you know, why are you giving this teaching only for me, you know, secretly, like, you know, just for me? And the Atisha says, you know, at this time, you know, there is nobody that, you know, that deserves, and, you know, this teaching, you are the only one who is mature and, you know, deserves this teaching.
Masu pe yi kadamba se keda chengwa yin yin, so toma, masu kadamba mebo se gdoa ta kanjib kundu se ki paba rote, yin yin ronda bare se taro.
So in the Kadam lineages, it says Dumtumba is the forefather or the founding father of the Kadam lineages.
Kono itenda wode ini genere yadomado, tano kasi geno tano remadoa.
And Dumtumba is not a monk. He is a lay practitioner who took the vows of a lay practitioner.
Tell the German machine, you know, the machine, so the teaching Lama said the Kadachi girls as on a shave you because of a cheap union drunk, eh? Cheap Karsabota, Dejoya boying, eh? Conjured the region, John Labour singing, Tipa, Chuju, and I hear to me to go as a teaching Lama singing.
So in here, in the Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that, you know, from the statement of the Dumtumba that, you know, Guru of the Mahayana, you know, is like give an explanation that must cause their students to have a deep understanding. Like, you know, they can explain non-stop, like a water river flows, like that kind of deep understanding that can explain like that kind of, you know, qualities need to have for the gurus of the Mahayana.
She kept on being gone. Ni gone temper thing, you did you the temper. She but just symbol of Roman, but just symbol of painting at the Niji Doa, the Nisong is a guru and Doa.
So, and you know, and you know, the one a guru need to have that thing, and also, you know, must, as mentioned here, can able to demonstrate what is helpful for the, you know, for the students.
Ma nyimaji ma jeba ji xie sana tatu de la ni so so ge ta da do do da wo ti ni du du ji gon so so ge la ne du gu de seng ji ji de ma de ne yang ji song ye de xia ge da wo ye de song wo da.
So there is a saying that, you know, when you give the Kadamba masters give a teaching, you know, in the teaching they give all sort of explanations from different perspective, different angles, and then at the end, you know, in short, they will say this is the essence of all the teachings that you need to put in practice. At the end, they will sum up everything in a short. So that is the unique, you know, way of teachings by the Kadamba masters. So we are on the half of the, you know, qualities like fifth, and you know, we will do the question answers if some has.
One question. For meditating on how to rely on the teacher during the spiritual practice, where would we put that in?
Sa jorchwe nyamlen chidu zanba shenye ten suki nyamlen de kawada chila che kukwari, tsam kawada usha che kukwari.
Shechwe de jidang lari kono nono tenyo shenye ten se na sambe ten se de joye ten se kato na joye ten se kato la ene chosa dresa che de shechwe de shenye ten suki saje kong tenyo kusa la da. Ale wono peche tenyo ya jire tenyo kuri lari jenda to se na ale peche chiba yin jire. Sambe tinsi de joye tinsi se joye tinsi kato na ni joye chudu tingu duwa.
So, in the Jorchu, you know, it took out from the part of the Lamrim. So, in the Jorchu, in the Lamrim, it says that, you know, reliance on teacher through the thoughts and through the practice. So, you know, in the Jorchu, it starts from the reliance on the teacher through the practice, I guess. So it will come in the chapter of the reliance on the teacher.
So as
you mentioned before that, you know, when we recite the Yenden Shijurma, Yenden Kunji Shiju Tinjenji, these four lines, it sum up all the practice of the reliance on the teacher.
So, so so keep energy. You should do one on the energy. So, I'm going to talk in a career in a Lama the Sunday immediate and the Nila Shapira, the Karichi and the Lama the Lama Loza Ton Dojisan Lai Balada, Lama Chi, and the Lozanji Ton Dojitan, Mojit Tagging Bass.
So, So when we do the Jorchu practice, you know, we emphasize this mainly on the merit field. So the merit field, in the merit field, the main merit field of the Jorchu practice is the guru or the lama and the lobsang and the tuang. Tuang is the Buddha Shakyamuni, and Dojichang is the, you know, Vajradhara. So these four, you know, lama, lobsang, and Shakyamuni Buddha, and Dojichang is the main merit field of the Jorchu practice.
Tendujil tsugin ji rupa kanga kola yose tsubi rupa jire mado yenda pachu sanu don yo maro la da tsugi kola jana kola ma jin nambu mendawa tenbi sone ji tsugin yene re jo yin na yunga la.
So like this, you know, other all the, you know, elaborations of the, you know, the different meditational Buddhas, and all those figures or all those, merit field, in the merit field, are the radiation radiated by the main merit field, Lama Lobsang Thuan Dojichang, or is all emanation of the Lama Lobsang Thuan Dojichang for a particular different benefits.
The idea here, the picture one, my turn, and also your true the double one when they hit this Jotuna, did you also your turn the Tango or Salad? You want me such a Katumalesona?
So all those things will coming up later on. So, you know, we do the Jorchu, practice. So, you know, he will try to integrate it with the Jorchu practice as much as he can. So that might help for meditation in the Jorchu practice. Any other questions?
And it's about analytical meditation. And I just don't have a very good grasp of how to do that. I've spent a lot of time trying to just comb my mind and not have any conceptual thinking. And I have spent time trying to work on the details of visualizations and work on certain recitations and prayers. But analytical meditation just is something that I don't get it. And is it like having a little conversation with yourself about a very specific topic and looking at it from all kinds of different angles? It's a conceptual process, isn't it?
Ta mogi di kola ta chegum kola kejastiyos ta mo gumda us jab chik samluda us tang chilita ba. Ani chi karsukure ta chi semba ta miken la neni de tubiya ta ani namdo ki yuwa me ba ta ini dawujini chi tugu dus chi tugu du inaya ta che gom siya di kareji chi gugu yume di gotsugu min dus ta chi tangi che gom dawujin ta pe di koli gyunze samlo tangi pa mambuchene di chiye di chiwa ina diye ni karsure namdo ki chadawu ji marewe chegum di namdo ki chadawu ji chagi marewe dawu ji sar
tenar ho karso no do ki chasena dun dusla da pena jitile yinda mi ki cheba chero ji yinda mi ki cheba che mone jese tombe tone re asande lesona ni dela yoga chene de chesona ni yaje do gorsela dale jida chegong do ton de resela.
So the analytical meditation is like, you know, you have a chosen object for the, your meditation, and you know, on that chosen object you analyze, you know, examine, investigate, you know, through critical reasonings, reason after reason, and after doing lot of reasonings, then you know it convinces you that you know that is the reality of that thing, you know, it convinces you and establish that you know thing, and then try to focus on that thing single pointedly till you know you get the experiential realization.
Pena dune chilla ne asare pena ngas mata par he da mare sing de mata ba yin batle jise sana don mata ba yin sare sing jise dela ene pena joga che de thoma joga che bine gas yul sela ma sing yu ene tela yas joga che de paru chile mi ji zul ta na yi yi ji che ba yi mata ba de sana che de ene toba de ni war sala da mata ba to toba de.
And for example, like you know, like all the you know composite phenomena are in the nature of impermanence. So you know that impermanence you understand. So then, what you could do is single pointedly focus on the you know impermanence nature of the, all the composite phenomena, and then you know when you focus on that, you know you can abide in that chosen object, the you know impermanence, and you know occasionally, you know you could do the analytical meditation. Reasoning, you know, from different angles. So through that, you know, it the impermanence nature of all the composite phenomena will understand you more clear and clear and clear. It really convinces you, you know, that's it. You know, there's no other than that. So that kind of thing convinces you that thing, and then you know it is mentally. Then gradually it enhances, and you know, then at the end when you can see the you know impermanence nature of all the composite phenomena, like you can see a flower or something through your naked eye. That kind of, you know, realization you have when you achieve, then that is the end of it. That is the, you know, perfection of the realization of impermanence of the composite phenomena.
Tingin zigi pijila tempo chene debi negosala yang jinsen jeda sanu tonjo yomar salada yang de juan chagar salada.
So it is in a sense, you know, it can be a conceptual thought, cause you know when you single pointedly focus on that meditation object, at that time you don't do any analytical meditation, just singly focus on that. When you try to do other things, then it is a conceptual thought. So, because your main focus is single pointed concentration.
Pena de Gandhi Sendon, Penanoa, Penarada, which you call a chumarati, Shuji, Chekangi, Negerson, Kuchutunsale, the children, Petty Sudi, Dejadi, any, or Janachi, the Colossal Tosha, Jero, the Richie Jumaris, Lada. Should the Tony Coron to go Major Tony, he didn't Jogandal Mibaja, Miba the Stembo Made by the Shanamato, Tushana Pento Marcel. Then, Tajing Reda till Peja on the Ichichella.
So for that thing, the analogy is like, you know, in a really hot day, the animals, like the deers or whatever, the animals are real thirsty and they want the water. So when they come to the river or the pond or whatever, when they're drinking the water, they are so thirsty, their main focus is only to drink water. So at that time, if somebody come and scare you away, then, you know, it doesn't work. So let the deer drink, quench his thirst, you know, finish his drinking. Then after that, you can do whatever. So it is like that.
Tāna ngā tsukī sēmba tē tānda tēmbō mēbī nēngi rūdā tsēmā nā gīrē sā lātā.
Lā.
Rūdā tsēmā tēnī pān, jī tsop sēnī pēchū chūndā wu jī rō, rūdā tsēmā tēnī, ngā tsukī sēmba tē tēmbō mēbā, tēnī jī nēndi wā sā tānda.
So at the moment, you know, our mind is like a really scary, you know, deers or, you know, all those animals that, you know, one is not always beware of danger. If that animal heard a little noise, immediately, you know, kind of scare. So cannot sustain it. Our mind is like that right now.
Tengen zi tenpo nye sangye toso, tengen zi lupen yogang yu mipa che jime nye kasala yang, shiagang yu che tugu arsala.
So when we are trained, you know, and we have a familiarity used to with the meditative concentration, then, you know, those at that time, we will be able to do the single-pointed meditative concentrations and as well as the analytical meditation at the same time.
Shiagang sen tena di jire la da pe. Shiagang sen pena zi shi wujia jin duwa ngon su, zi sen non kung zi shi wujia ne, di sun trichal ma tena jia su su kung zi jia nda wate. Jia gang nda wate lhe gomien da tena du la da nge. Ko yang sen pa shi wujia te gu duwa.
So the analytical meditation is mainly doing through the critical analysis or the reasoning, and also it is it needs a lot of it needs lot of focus too. So it is like doing a very difficult calculation.
진행 희망 줬으려면 가서 다살라 배세 생긴 속에 가를 넣으러 나 체조 다살라 그러를 하다 상제조다 주라 소디 접어 줘야
So in the monasteries in like Rinpoche's monasteries, you know, when people monks all gather in the courtyards for the debate session, then, you know, the monks will say, you know, now we are going to the Buddha factory, trying to create a Buddha. So that's a kind of, you know, joke. So if you think really, you know, then it is kind of true too.
Yeah, any teacher visit in the Rosa City was Yamin.
We stop here.
That was more jet on the road. Conjit and Rigi, Lama let the anger and then social and a part of Gurachi and the Tanichi. And the young shoe, and the young two are the Lama the Singer of the Sus. The Rigi Huacher.
So in this way, we'll do the usual dedication that you know. Makes supplication to the lamas that you know able to do practice according whatever mentioned in the Lamrim teaching.
so shenye tinsu kato yun zane, shenye tinsu se deji, so su geji keson dana mato, pigi lama chi ji san jin tang jio mani sanada, kase ki ten tu na, yin ten ro.
So we are reliance on the, you know, guru's, you know, lesson or the practice, so, you know, always think that, you know, when you practice the reliance on the teacher, it is to benefit yourself, not for the teacher. So that is the most important understanding. So, and when you get back to your home, when you going to bed before sleep, just read a little bit about that part, you know, before you fall asleep, and think about a little bit, that might help. And also, before you sleep, maybe you brush your teeth or make your beds. At that time also, you know, try to recall and, you know, focus.
Lozan
Sambo Shri Ratu Govardhana.